Hello, my friends. My name is Chris Elliott, and I would like to welcome you to our latest Cyprus Scene Review from Northern Cyprus. And we're still trying to balance the spasmodic incoming news and reviews so we can set a regular publishing date for our online newspaper. So, what's been happening here in the TNC? Well, perhaps the visit of Leo Doherty, the UK Minister of Europe, to meet President Ersin Tatar, who briefed him on the Cyprus issue, history and unfair treatment of the Turkish Cypriots, and requested the UK government take steps to start supporting a change to the status quo. Wow. Reports seem to be circulating that our Leo is not making comments about the meeting, and what will he report to the UK government? I would love to be a fly on the wall listening to any earth-shattering comments. So, the TNC is making progress towards recognition, with the Assembly of the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus being admitted as an observer member of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Turkish Straits, TurkPar. The TNC Aksakal delegation attended a conference in Baku, and two delegation members from the TNC Assembly attended the second Ordinary General Assembly meeting of PACE 2023 in Strasbourg. We try hard to share news about Northern Cyprus with the world, and I've just expanded our Cyprus Scene podcast channels, which now share to Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and finally Spotify, which also accepts our videos as well. There's a long way to go sharing news and reviews of Northern Cyprus, but the US, UK, and Cyprus feature in the top listeners of our podcast. So hopefully our messages are getting through to the right listeners. Our Cyprus Scene YouTube channel also continues to grow its visitors and subscribers. You will remember we made a video with the British Resident Society together with Stephen Day about the progress of the UK government lobbying campaign, calling for recognition and equal treatment of the TNC, and BRS will be providing a progress report later this month at their AGM and give news of their plans for phase two of the lobbying campaign. If we have the opportunity, I hope we'll be able to record a further interview with BRS about this very important project to try and help the TNC and all people visiting and living in it. Archery remains as my main source of recreation, as you can see from my t-shirt, and it's not easy, as firing a few arrows is one thing, but getting them grouped close together consistently is my major challenge. I've been receiving great tuition and studying archery videos on YouTube, and I'm trying to concentrate on my archery form and will practice as much as I can. And when competition becomes available, I'll accept the ultimate challenge to see how I am developing. So thank you again, my friends, and do please click to like our work and perhaps donate to buy me a coffee, which helps to keep our work going forward. So I wish you a safe and happy week until we next come together. Goodbye.